Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Kelly Olynyk, and it's time for Jazz Game Rewind.
The Utah Jazz rolled into Miami looking to break even on a six-game road trip. The Jazz struggled offensively in the first quarter, but would find themselves down the stretch. However, it would prove to be too much as they lose to the Miami Heat 119-115. My name is Dominic Archer, and it's time for your Jazz Game Rewind. Key contributors such as Colin Sexton and Jordan Clarkson out, the Jazz have been looking to their bench for somebody to step up. Last game, it was Talen Horton-Tucker, and tonight, it was Simone Fontecchio.
Fontecchio drives the lane, puts up a right-hander, and scores it. Rudy Gay with the mask on, flares cross-court pass, Fontecchio for three, and he gets it. Simone has got himself 5 points tonight on his first three of the night. Fontecchio, right-hand floater on a curl, scores it. Fontecchio comes around to curl here, shoots a three. It rattles around and goes down. And Simone laughs and looks at the benches. He's got himself 19 and a new career high, and we're in the first half.
While Simone Fontecchio had an impressive 23 points, he would be the one constant for the Jazz all season long who would shine the brightest. Lauri Markkanen, in 36 minutes, had 38 points, 8 rebounds, and 3 steals.
Markkanen, 3 is good. Jones gets the rebound, finds Markkanen, left side 3 is right on the money. Fontecchio comes to get it from the other side, finds Lowry in the left corner for 3, it's good. Here comes Lowry to the rim with the left hand. I can finish as well. Markkanen flashing in the middle of the lane. Catches, working on Love, tough 8-foot turnaround, good, my. That's when you just start to think Lowry Markkanen's the whole package, because I don't know how you defend that at 7 feet tall.
With Lauri Markkanen leading the charge and Simone Fontecchio right behind him, the Utah Jazz look to take the lead and win the ball game in Miami. Let's head to crunch time, where David Locke and Ron Boone have the call.
Rise and fire three by Tyler Hero, no good. Horton Tucker back in, right corner Markkanen. Drives, cut off by the defense. He's got the 6-1 Lowry defending it. Lowry on Lowry, back to Fontecchio, contested three, makes it. 23 for Simone. And it's 109-108 Miami. We're into clutch time. Miami for the 50th time this year. Jazz for the 46th. Incredible. Butler, mid-ranger, right side, no good. Rebound. And that was down to Olynyk.
Tell you what, Kessler's getting his time now, defending out on the perimeter.
Markkanen, 3-ball, nails it! Lowri Markkanen! Miami's 27-22 in the clutch. Jazz are 20-25. Lowry's got 38 points tonight. Lob inside to Butler. Olynyk comes over and fouls him. Miami's net rating this year in the clutch is the fourth best of any team in the NBA. The Jazz are 10th best. The Jazz offense is second best. Miami's is 10th best. Miami's defense is the fourth best. Free throws are good. We're tied at 111. Horton Tucker comes off a pick. Butler defending. He's their best on-ball defender. Markkanen trying to get it. He's guarded by the 6'3 Vincent. He does. He's at the top of the circle. Swings through. Kicks to Fontecchio. Right side three. Deep in the cup. No good. Offensive rebound. Olynyk back to Simone. Off the rim. No good. Tied at 111. Butler loves the right wing isolation. His pass is deflected. Stolen by Kessler. Olynyk leads the break. Lobs it to Walker. Slam dunk. Walker Kessler just outran Bam out of Bayou. 94 feet and finished it on the other side. Utah Jazz 113, Miami 111, 3:42 to play. 3:42 to play. Vincent topped out of Bayou. Lowry's not in the game. Left side of the floor, Butler shoots a three over the top and hits. Olynyk gave him airspace. That's only the second three Jimmy Butler's hitting the clutch all season long. Horton Tucker at the top. Fontecchio flares out to the wing. Drives to the left hand. To the cup. Blocked by Butler. Hero to the front court in transition. Lines up Fontecchio. Comes off the Adebayo pick. Pump fakes. Flares it out. Right wing isolation. Butler for three. No. Rebound tipped. Kessler battling. Kessler has it. Horton Tucker to the front court. Horton Tucker. Jazz down by one. 2:53 left. Lobs it inside traffic. double team. Kessler can't handle it. Bad turnover. Here comes Butler driving into the body of Markkanen, blocked by Markkanen, and a foul on Markkanen. He misses both. My goodness. 2:44 to play. Miami 114. Jazz 113. Olynyk. Top to Horton Tucker. Markkanen pops out left side. Guarded by Vincent. Looking around. He puts a low dribble. Powers in the lane. Hangs with the right hander. No. Gets his own rebound. Misses. Gets his own rebound again. Powers up and scores it. They'll wave it off. Jazz inbounded. Down by one. 2:26 to play. Inbound to Kessler. Top of the key. Horton Tucker. Coming off a double staggers Markkanen. Lowry has it. Dribbles through traffic with a left hand. He's fouled. They don't call it. He got hammered. Rebound comes down to Miami. Left side Vincent. Drives cut off by Agbaji. To the wing to Hero. Hero penetrates. Kessler's there. Bounces down to Adebayo. Adebayo goes up and travels. 114-113. Markkanen trying to get free. They're switching everything. He catches mid-block left. Isolated. Drives. Pulls. Jumper. No. Rebound Butler. Butler on the wing. Guarded by Horton Tucker, shadowed by Markkanen, top to Hero. Left side, Martin. Jazz scrambling a little bit defensively. Here's the pick and roll between Hero and Adebayo that you'd anticipate. Hero rises for three, misses. Rebound, Horton Tucker. Jazz down one, 1:30 to play. Hardy moves guys around. Agbaji comes by. Horton Tucker. Now Horton works off Markkanen. Horton Tucker driving, fading, scoring! Hero at the top, gives to Adebayo. Looking for Butler. Here it is, right side of the floor, isolation. Jimmy Butler works off the Adebayo pick. Markkanen switches. 8 on the clock. Hanging in the air. Flares it out to Hero. Step back three for Hero again. Good. Jazz down by 2. 52 seconds to play. Horton Tucker to the front court. Lowry's got 38. And a foul. Eric Spoelstra is at midcourt arguing a call right now. Spoelstra's going to challenge this call. Let's see what the decision is.
After review, ruling on the floor is a successful challenge. Offensive foul on Utah.
So Fontecchio gets called for an offensive foul. So 46 seconds to play. Jazz down 2. Adebayo comes to set the pick. Left wing Hero guarded by Agbaji. 8 on the clock. Now they go to work. He crosses over. He drives left hand. He loses the ball. It's loose and Agbaji has it. It's a 2-point game. 117-115 Miami. 20 seconds to play. 2 timeouts for the Jazz. 2 for the Heat. Horton Tucker at the top. Horton Tucker with it. Agbaji flares, left side, drives the lane, misses the layup. Adebayo is fouled and goes to the line. Adebayo's free throw gives Miami a 3-point lead. This is the big one. He makes this one. It gets tough on the Jazz. He did. Timeout. All right, Jazz down 4. They need to shoot a 3 here. 6 seconds left. Olynyk inbounding. Markkanen comes to it, puts it on the deck. Butler all over him, takes a long 2 and misses. And the game comes to an end with the Jazz losing to Miami, 119-115.
With the Utah Jazz wrapping up their 6-game road trip, they return home to take on the Boston Celtics Saturday, March 18th at 7 o'clock p.m. inside Vivint Arena. Make sure to get your tickets at utahjazz.com. And as always, Jazz fans, go Jazz!